So please do pray for our team in Kanji Desalis. We're really on the front line. You can see it's just one girl out of about 70 girls that they're working with. And they, every day they come across situations which are absolutely shocking. There's one time last year when a 14-year-old girl in the house was playing in the house and broke a leg. And I remember Claudia calling me and saying, telling me that the girl had broken her leg and saying, well, thank goodness, you know, at least there's a good thing about her breaking her leg, that she's going to be in plaster for at least 6 weeks and her mother can't take her to the motorway. And what happened after that was that the mother threatened. This is so normal, as you can see that the culture, people see it as such a normal thing, that she actually threatened to sue Menina Dancer for loss of earnings because a 14-year-old girl had broken her leg and couldn't sell her in order to pay bills and to get things. And she started coming to the house and demanding things like food and clothes and stuff like that because her young daughter wasn't able to provide those things anymore. And then just recently we had a case where the team found out that her mother was wanting to sell her 12-year-old daughter to a man in town called a bicheiro. Bicheiro is, there's a kind of a gambling game which is popular in Brazil, which is illegal. And the person called the bicheiro is the one who runs this gambling game, often is involved in other illicit activities in town, and is a powerful person with money. So she was wanting to sell her daughter to him, and obviously he would then have sold her on. So this case of slavery, pure and simple, in today, in modern day Brazil, in a remote town. So they really are, they come across really difficult cases, and girls are in real terrible need. And this is an image of the same thing. What we have come to understand is that it's quite easy to change the girls and change the way they think and the way they feel about themselves. But the culture in which they live and the communities and the neighborhoods in which they live is a lot difficult to change. But what we do have to do to really make a difference is to begin to work with the local community and get them to change the way they think about they see girls and prostitution and abuse, and to show them that this isn't normal, and that girls aren't objects. They're not things to be bought and sold. Having a daughter isn't a reason to be joyous just because in 10 years' time you'll have a source of income. And these are the big challenges that we face in all these towns that we work in. Natani, I just wanted, we don't do this often, I've only done it once before, but Natani, we adopted her when she was 12 years old, and she was one of the girls in the pink house in Medina, a girl whose mother died when she was 10 years old, and really had nobody. And we just caught her. Natani hasn't been through the things that the other girls, that many of the girls have been through, but she was on the edge of that. And her best friend, who she was living with at the time when we found her, and she was going to the pink house every day, very quickly, in fact, months after we took her out of there, fell into a life of prostitution and crime as well. But Natani has a real insight into what these girls go through and what it's like growing up in a town like this. Her life's very different today, but she still remembers all that and knows what the girls are going through. And she just wrote something which, just off the cuff when I was speaking in another meeting, and said she wanted to say it. And so I just want her to come up and read that out today as well. Is it on? Right. Okay.
Hi again. Eu conheço várias meninas, inclusive amigas minhas, que já morreram na BR.
I know a lot of girls, including friends of mine, who have died on the motorway.
Antes do Menina Dança chegar em Medina,
before Menina Dança arrived in Medina,
a coisa era fora do controle.
Things were out of control.
Acontecia na nossa frente, a gente simplesmente não podia fazer nada.
Things happened right in front of us and we simply couldn't do anything.
Você nascer em Medina, sendo menina, é horrível.
Being born a girl in Medina is horrible.
Você já cresce sabendo o que você vai se tornar.
you grow up already knowing what you're going to be.
Meninas não aprendem sobre o amor.
Girls don't learn anything about love.
Ninguém ganha uma boneca ou ouve uma história da Barbie.
No girl gets a doll or hears a story about Barbie.
Já cresce ouvido da mãe como ela tem que fazer para ganhar dinheiro para ajudar a família.
They grow up just hearing from their mother what they have to do to earn money to help the family.
Jacqueline, minha melhor amiga, caiu na prostituição.
Jacqueline was my best friend. My best friend fell into life of prostitution.
Quase morreu na BR quando o caminhoneiro decidiu que ela não era bonita o suficiente para ele.
And almost died on the motorway one time when a truck driver decided that she wasn't good looking enough for him.
Eu vi aquelas meninas lindas sendo tratadas como lixo por umas notas de 10 ou por uma refeição.
I see those beautiful girls being treated like rubbish for 10 real notes or for a plate of food.
Hoje eu falo que se não fosse pela minha dança, eu estaria em frente de uma carreta sendo tratada como objeto.
Today I can say that if it wasn't for Menina Dança, I would also be in front of a truck being treated like an object.
As meninas não gostam de estar naquela situação.
The girls don't like being in that situation.
Mas elas não podem fazer nada sem nossa ajuda, pois é um ciclo.
But they can't do anything without our help because it's a circle.
Ela é porque a mãe dela era, porque a avó dela era, e assim por diante.
She is because her mother was and because her grandmother was and so on.
Depois da chegada do Menina Dança em Medina, percebe-se que diminuiu muito a prostituição.
After the arrival of Menina Dança in Medina, you can see that the prostitution went down a lot.
As meninas estão mais dentro da casa do que na BR.
The girls are more inside their own homes than on the motorway.
Eu falo por mim e por cada menina da Casa Rosa.
I speak for me and for each girl in the Pink House.
Thank you so much for your help.
And we really have seen since starting in Medina how things have changed there. It's been a long, hard slog, and it's only been with the help of people like you who've supported us and provided us with the resources to do this that we're seeing. And it's something that is because of every single day the team working and battling against this. And what we're seeing actually in Medina today is that many of the girls are being those catalysts for change. And so the girls themselves have already, many of them, come to a realization of their own worth. They've changed in so many ways. The first thing that happened was the girls don't go to the motorway anymore and disappear because they know that people come after them. That was the very first thing that happened. But since then, we've seen the girls changing their habits, changing the way they dress, changing the places they go, confronting this in their own homes, as we've talked about. That's one case out of a number that are going through the course that we've got now, and others who have opened up about abuse that they've never spoken about before and are beginning to actually be empowered. Empowering is one of those words that we use a lot, but we really see it in those girls' lives. They have been empowered to speak out and stand up. They go off and dance in public places, and they speak out to their own communities about this. And we really are seeing change. And we're seeing transformation in their lives of a number, in all the girls, but a number of them in particular. And this next and last video I just want to show, which is very quick, is the story of Bia. Bia was a girl, one of those first girls that we heard of when I first arrived in Medina. Just like Alejandra, she was the worst girl. People said you wouldn't reach her. She was trouble. Her story was that when she was 10 years old, her sisters, her mother was an alcoholic, and so she was living with her older sisters, and they would send her with little notes to older men's homes in town, offering her body for food, cigarettes, money, and that's how she began into prostitution. It became very quickly became a spiral downwards. The first time I saw her, she was a silhouette in a brothel, holding her one-year-old. She was 13, holding her one-year-old child in her arms. It's the first time that someone pointed her out to us. And when we first opened the Pink House, she was trouble. She was a leader figure, kind of a gang leader, and she would often cause fights or do the head. You know, the other girls in the house would follow her. We'd catch her smoking drugs in the toilets. And then one time, I was in the Pink House. I remember I was there, and it was leaving time, and the girls were leaving, and I saw a man waiting on the side of the road opposite the Pink House, and we found out that Bia had pimped, she'd promised or sold one of our girls to the man, and he was waiting there for his product. And at this point, when we realized that she'd become a pimp, we realized we had to do something. And we banned Bia from the Pink House for 3 months as punishment for that, saying, this isn't acceptable, you need to change, or you can't stay here. And we honestly thought that Bia wouldn't ever come back, we wouldn't see her again. But 3 months later, she was waiting there outside the Pink House because she'd understood. Suddenly, the love and all that attention and care that she'd suddenly, for the first time, received in her life had been taken away. And over that time, she'd realized what was most important. We'd been talking to her as well during that time. And since that point, she began to change. It was one step forward, one step back sometimes. But over the last couple of years, she's really changed. And a year or so ago, we gave her a job in the Pink House. She's now our beauty salon teacher. And you'll see her working in the beauty salon here. And she, out of all the girls in the team in the Pink House, is the one that's making the most difference. Why? Because she's got that experience. The girls respect her. She's been through it, and she's come out the other side. And so what she does, she takes the girls one by one, does their hair, makes them look beautiful. And as she's doing that, she talks to them, gives them advice, and tells them about her own life and how they can also change. So this is just one of the girls and you can take credit for not just the transformation that's happened in Bia's life, but all the other girls that we're seeing slowly but surely changing, because we couldn't do it without people here in the UK and faithful supporters and faithful churches who have been supporting us along the way. So it's a video 2. Can we switch off?